Arizona State Parks and Trails has a new executive director. Bob Broscheid was confirmed by the state Senate last month. His predecessor, Sue Black, had been the subject of a number of controversies, including allegations of poor treatment of staff, violation of rules on procurement, and failure to follow laws aimed at protecting historical and Native American sites. Governor Doug Ducey ultimately fired Black last fall. Broscheid is not new to Arizona. He spent nearly two decades with the state Game and Fish Department. His return to the state follows his time leading the Colorado Department of Natural Resources, which includes both parks and wildlife. I recently met Broscheid at his office in North Phoenix and started our conversation by asking if there are ways he'd like to see his agencies try to get more people into state parks that it hasn't been doing in the past.
Probably not that they haven't been doing it. Maybe it's a level of effort, particularly kids and families in the urban centers. I've seen studies, you know, we all dive into this and we're trying to find human dimensions. And just the fact that outdoors has a scary or a negative connotation to somebody who has not been outdoors, that we're trying to use the word outside.
Instead of outdoors.
Just get outside. I think Arizona Parks has been doing a great job at that. I think it's just going to be a matter of honing that and focusing our efforts to really get folks outside or outdoors, and that we provide a diverse array of experiences for all of them.
We hear so much about the national parks and their deferred maintenance problems and budget problems. How are Arizona parks doing as far as having the funding that they need to keep up with infrastructure, keep up with crowds, do new kinds of things, maybe new trails, things like that? Do you have the money that you need?
We don't. And it's aging infrastructure. We're really, if you just took a few zeros off the national level, you know, we're kind of in that. And we've done trying to do a really good job. We're, of course, working with the governor's office and legislature trying to find that balance, right? It's you have older parks, aging infrastructure, and we're trying to focus right now on what are those life, health, safety, critical park operations and functions that we're trying to maintain. At the same time, trying to use emerging technology, right? That maybe it's solar, or maybe it's digital, or it's something that requires low maintenance, and we can replace those. Yet, at the same time, we're trying to build new parks and new developments. Our partner parks are a great example where, you know, they're out trying to raise money and match money to ours. That's a load off for our maintenance needs down the road.
You are taking over this agency after somebody was fired, and there was a lot of talk about sort of the morale in this office and some of the stuff that your predecessor had done. I'm not going to ask you about a lot of that because I know you weren't here. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering, as you go around and talk to employees of this agency, how is morale right now?
I think it's improving. Either they're it's really improving or they're faking it. morale is you know, on the heels of coming in. This happened in Colorado as well. It's uncertainty, and what I've really tried to do was one is to understand what and learn what everybody's doing. I really wanted them to explain, and the resounding response I'm getting is, we just want to know. What's your vision? What should I be doing? And this is what I'm doing now. And if I need to change, just let me know. And really, you know, comes the communication. And I plan on making sure that I'm in contact, you know, not only with my folks here in the central office, but also out in our parks and our regions. You know, they're the folks that are on the ground. So I think it's starting to improve. I think they're looking for some stability, you know, and I believe that's one of my strong suits is bringing that stability. People know when they walk in my door, they know what they're going to get, and that it's clear direction and that I have their back if something goes wrong.
One of the issues that your predecessor had was some projects at particular parks, mm-hmm. and there was concern about there wasn't either environmental studies done or historical studies done. Have you stopped some of those projects? Are you doing some kind of like full agency review of all the projects to see what should proceed and maybe what should not?
Yes. In fact, that was started before I got here under the interim director, Ted Vogt, which I support because if it happened on these projects, it could have happened somewhere else. And so basically the brakes were put on and we had to go back. And the staff here all had to go back and make sure we had all those permits and applications and processes already checked and approved off before those projects would continue. And so, we're wrapping up, and we're just making sure that all of those compliance procedures and policies and everything have been checked as we go. It's looking pretty good. Staff did a lot of good job on making sure we had those beforehand. But what I'm also looking at is, okay, what can we set in policy and procedure that's not going to ever let this happen again?
So you mentioned that one of the things that you're trying to communicate with your employees is they ask you about what your vision is. Mm-hmm. What do you tell them? What is your vision for state parks?
Well, my vision is to be the best state park agency in the country, and that we're providing that outdoor recreational experiences. It's not a one experience, but a multiple array of experiences out there, and that we're driving outdoor recreation in this state. And then for each individual park, that we're not creating cookie cutter state parks. And that's what I mean by experiences, is that you may go to a heavy camping, showers, Wi-Fi in your camp or in the state park. And then on the other hand, you won't see anybody. You won't see a building, or you just see trails or very low primitive related experiences in that. And that we're really driving that vision and that outdoor recreation, when it's now considered part of the gross domestic product, that's saying something. And if state parks isn't the one in the driver's seat is driving that and making outdoor recreation in Arizona economically, financially viable and being part of that, then I don't know who would.
So you mentioned Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. and I have to ask you, dealing with the outdoors or outside, whatever you want to call it, how do you get people to put down their phones and, you know, put down their tablets and take their headphones off and listen to nature and explore nature?
Good question. I don't know if we can or should. Because I think, you know, in my generation, it was absolutely, I've put on a backpack and gone in the Grand Canyon for 10 days. Of course, that was before phones.
With no contact with anybody, probably.
With nothing other than a couple of rangers and maybe some other backpackers. And I can come out, didn't miss anything. It's hard now. I mean, even me, myself, we're so attached to the phones. There are days I wish it would fall in the lake.
And you've got two of them sitting on your desk right there.
And they will not stop ringing. So sorry about that. But at the same time, though, Wi-Fi and mobile technology, one of the things we're going to be exploring here is that it's not just the Wi-Fi, but how can people come into parks and use mobile technology to pay to get in or to ask questions or report trail damage? So it's not a matter of Wi-Fi and mobile technology is bad. It can be good, but where's that balance? And I think it's going to be up to the individual user.
You have to figure out how to incorporate it without letting it dominate, it sounds like.
Exactly. And it's a way for us to communicate. And so I think it's a way for us to also interact with the customer and their experience and how we can always be better at that. But at the same time, you know, there's internet and Wi-Fi and all those things are there's a lot of us that are saying, oh, come on. But it's a different time, and we may be better off just embracing it than trying to refuse it or turn a blind eye to it.
All right, that's Bob Roscheid, Executive Director of Arizona State Parks and Trails. Bob, nice to meet you. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.